All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 150. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirt, Chris, he has his on today.
Yes, I can't even work in my uniform.
Official t-shirts, head over to the website, MediaHijack.com. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, you could join the Reddit community and join us there and post whatever you guys want. Chris is there every single day, 24 hours.
Actually, it's been a while since I posted anything on Reddit, I ain't gonna lie.
But he's still there.
But I'm on Reddit, though.
He's still there. Because I've been like, I was trying to get access back to my account. I'm just locked out, man.
The hell? What are you doing on it?
Nothing. Oh, it was when I switched phones and then I lost all, I tried to redid my password. Try to recover it, and I don't know. I just couldn't get back in.
Got lost in the sauce.
Yeah. And if you guys want to check out the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube channel and watch the replay. And don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Audio listeners, don't forget to give us that 5-star and leave us a little comment.
Do it.
All right. First story of the night.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the Tana Islands and the magic stones on that island.
Yes. It's not a lot of information on this, but I was able to scrape up what I could. This place is top secret, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool watching like documentaries like that.
It's been a while since I watched them like that, too.
Yeah, because like people living in, like indigenous people living on like islands like that. Like they're still carrying on like that old style of living without nothing modern, really.
Yeah, I like that documentary. It was short and it was just the slice of life of people without an internet and without political corruption. It's like, this is how they do things. And I thought it was admirable.
It's crazy how like there's still like communities like that still exist today.
For real.
That doesn't know.
Probably like, happier than anyone.
Yeah, and they don't know anything about like, you know, the Western culture or how advanced we are. Like, imagine.
They're like, Donald Trump? Who's Donald Trump? Like, yeah, they don't know nothing.
Or just like give them like access to YouTube.
Oh, that shit might blow their mind.
it would blow their mind because they're seeing a whole bunch of different cultures doing a whole bunch of different weird stuff they've never seen before.
Dude, why is this picture moving? Why is this picture moving in your hand? It's like, it's a phone.
Spaceship.
You went there?
You guys went there? They probably kill you. Like, stop lying. Only the gods can go there.
Only the devil comes from the sky and then he changed off the island.
And Mr. Philip. What's his name?
Oh, Prince Philip, yeah.
Prince Philip.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to get into that too.
All right, before we start, I have a funny eBay story to tell you guys.
eBay, man. Because
I was listening to Coast to Coast, like, in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear Art Bell's voice.
Hey, you.
And there was, like, a story on eBay. This guy, like, back then, he can get away with a lot of shit. So he was selling, like, an ass beating.
Wait, what?
Like, he was like, if you guys win this bid, I will literally come to your house and beat your ass. You know, like randomly, I'm gonna pick a random day to come to your place and I'm gonna just beat the shit out of you.
What?
Yeah. He says, like, but if you win, you gotta pay all the travel expenses and the food and stuff.
For him to get out there?
Yeah. But he told him, but it's gonna be random, so you won't even know. Like, he could like attack you in the shower while you're sleeping. And he says, like, possible he could break in your house and beat your ass.
Man, I'm like, damn, bro, I'll give you a spare key. You ain't gotta do all that shit.
Yeah. And then he says, like, if you have family members, like, you know, like your wife and kids,
I'm gonna take them out too.
Make sure they're aware that I'm coming or that I will be there. And I would probably beat them up too. Like,
they better not get my goddamn way.
But if he's feeling generous, he won't mess with them. But he's saying, like probably he'll mess with them too.
Damn, what if he.
Starting bid, 1 cent.
And then how far did it go up?
I think it went up to like a dollar.
That's scary though. That even went up that high.
Yeah, but then he made it clear, like, if you win, you have to pay for everything.
So even if you pay for the $1, like, hey, I win.
Yeah, if you still got to pay for his flight.
So you pay $1 and all this other shit to get your ass beat.
Yeah, then pay for his like hotel stay and stuff.
So did he ever like do it?
I don't know.
Damn.
I want to find out, but how can we find out?
I don't know. They didn't make a movie of this, so.
I was like, damn, eBay is wild back then.
For real, man. Damn.
Because I remember even like back then, they would sell like their souls on eBay. Remember that?
I do remember hearing about it. I've never seen anything like it on eBay, but I do remember hearing about that.
I'm selling my soul, starting bid 1 cent.
Let's see how we get these numbers up.
Yeah, it got to the point where they're selling their virginity and stuff.
The virginity one, yeah, I do definitely know that.
That's crazy.
I do know that one.
eBay's like, all right, that's this. Right,
chill. Let's
pull back a little. We gotta stop this.
Damn, y'all wilding.
All right, we'll get started on the Tana Islands. Then I have like other little stories.
Okay.
All right, run it.
All right, so the Tana Islands. All right, so long ago, Earth was dominated by supernatural spirits living in the oceans. Man, as in humanity, however, lived in a perfect harmony with them, thanks to a sacred alliance he concluded with the marine mammals. Today, however, throughout the world exist ethnic minorities whose daily lives continue to bear witness to contemporary myths. These legends are their faith, and the animals are their gods. From sharks, tamers of the Pacific, to crocodile hunters of the Australian reef. These people have like this large ass culture that's been going on for thousands of years, and is all about fulfilling like this myth, mythical, magical destiny that they're all a part of.
Yeah,
basically trying to be like the greater part of a peaceful circle, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, like for like an island like that, with like the people that was living there, like with no access to real technology like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how like their spiritual belief is so powerful, where you know like it stretches back to like the ancestral spirit realms and stuff, where they talk about how the turtles and the sharks and stuff, they all carry like this ancient spirit within them.
It's spirit, and it's like, and believe that, and actually believe like these turtles and these sharks and crocodiles are actually just gods themselves.
Yeah.
And are there to help bring peace to everyone. And so like the story goes with Tana, that, and the reason why it's called the Island of Magic Stones. Since on the island of Tana, the sea turtle is a sacred animal. The legend says that a very long time ago, the turtle and the pig lived together in the interior of the island. The pig, however, was much faster than the turtle and would eat all the food. The turtle therefore decided to live in the sea. Ever since, each year, men of the sea and men of the earth exchanged the magic powers of turtle against those of a pig. And so the actual main chief of the, because there's two tribes on the island of Tana. It's the earth people and then the sea people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Warren is the leader of the sea tribe. So basically, every year they go about this basically this peace offering to each other. So on the island of Tana, and we actually talked about this island not too long ago, too, like maybe like 3-4 episodes ago.
We did?
But it was there's actually like cults on the island known as cargo cults.
Oh,
where during World War II, when the U.S. soldiers like you know was fighting in the Pacific War, they were setting up shop in the Pacific Island area, or the South Pacific Island area. And so when they set up shop, they came across the islanders. They were like, hey, so and so, and they would trade goods with the islanders. Mm-hmm. They would give them like jeeps and food and all this other stuff. They gave them a bunch of stuff. And so then after the Americans left, when you know World War II was over with, some of these people began to worship these American troops that was over there, and they named one guy John Frum.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so, and the reason why they called him John Frum is people believe the reason why they call this mythological being that they worship named John Frum, that when they first met a guy named John, he probably told him that he's probably like an American soldier who introduced himself like, hey, instead of saying his last name like you usually do in the military, he's probably like, hey, my name's John, I'm from America.
Mm-hmm.
But they was like John Frum, and that's all they took away from it. And so John Frum is this mythological white man that this cult worships out there, and they like, that's why they build like makeshift stuff to like try to make like to appease the gods so they can get the same type of materials.
That this was the same island?
The same island, but it's like a cult. this island is very strange. You get people who like kind of sucked into this Western society obsession, kind of basically with white people, and then you have this other people that live on the island, these true tribes who are like sticking to like the old school ways of how to create peace among not only themselves as a tribe, but part of these two tribes, but also within unity of nature itself.
Mm.
And so with these two tribes that's on these islands, which is the Earth tribe, which is more in the center of the Tana Island, and then the Sea tribe, they're on the edges of the tribe. Every year they set up these peace offering deals where the Earth tribe has to go capture a pig, which is their sacred animal in their area, and the sea people have to capture a turtle, which is the sacred animal in their area. And how they use the magic stones, how that comes into play, is that they'll set up these stones on the beach, actually on the beach, like, because in the documentary they show like the guy is basically like retiring. He's like, I'm done, I'm old, I can't be chased after turtles anymore. My son here, I think his name's like Vahook.
So he was supposed to take on like the role that his father is playing.
Yeah, he's taking over as like the leader of the sea tribe,
but he has to prove it.
And so they have to use these magic stones, and so these magic stones are basically, and they don't look any like, they don't like crystals or anything, they're just like just smooth rocks and everything.
Some regular looking stones,
but they supposedly possess powers to where they're supposed to guide Vahook into his destiny. And so what they use with these stones, they just kind of just strategize with it. Like, they take the black stone, which is supposed to represent the shark, and the white stone is supposed to represent the turtle. And they take these other stones, they move them around in a specific way to, like, basically kind of, like, strategize with the rocks to show, like, hey, use the fish to push the shark in this direction so the shark can then push the turtle towards
So they would the set bay. Up the stones to where, like...
Set up a plan, yeah.
It'd be perfect for him, like, when he goes out to get the turtle.
Like, yes. He's like, hey, follow this way, and this is what you got to do.
Kind of like a spell, huh?
Yeah, it was a spell, or basically just, like, set up a plan, but they say, like, these magic rocks are guiding you the right way to... a divine way to show you how to become the leader and then continue the peace of our tribes. And so he's like the younger guy. He goes out there in his boat, and they actually came across a creature called a dugong, which is like an elephant in the water. It looks like a manatee, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like a manatee.
Yeah, and he was like playing around with it, but they call it like the guardian of that bay because it chases turtles out every time it comes into the bay.
Yeah.
And so that's when they, you know...
It seemed like it's like the last manatee, too.
Yeah, they hunted almost to extinction from what they was talking about in the documentary, to where... They was using it for, like, basically just resources and for food and maybe, like, just, and the blubber and whatnot. They was using it for a lot of stuff. And they hunted it. They hunted that dugong down to one.
Killed its wife, too.
Wiped out everything. And so they're keeping it, all the tribe leaders on the island agreed to keep that one alive because it's like, oh, yeah, we can't kill them all. And they're just waiting the day.
That's so crazy.
For, like, one. They're like, well, hopefully it meets a female one day because it's the last one. So we just fucking wiped them all out.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm pretty sure they didn't mean to do it, but when they probably started seeing less and less, it was like, hey, man, we ain't got no more food, man.
Hey, we ate them all.
Hey, tell the other tribe, hey, chill out. Hey, stop.
Don't.
You're killing them.
Let the last one live.
Now he's all by himself.
Now he's all depressed and shit.
He's got to be, man.
Yeah, that's why, like, what's crazy is, like, when I seen him swimming in that ocean water, it's ocean water, right? And then I see the manatee came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, shit, he's about to get his ass ate up. But the manatee was, like, playing with him.
Yeah, it was like his buddy.
Because he's probably, like, so alone, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for some type of...
Like, I just want someone to, like, touch me. I just need some touch.
Even if you got thumbs, touch me.
Now poke that hole.
Get in that blowhole. Slowly. You're too rough.
Hey, that's gay.
Well, get off my back. Oh, man. But yeah, so what's the so the younger guy out there, did you have anything you wanted to add with the story? Or?
See, my thing, like, when I was, like, reading, like summaries of this, they said that they worship Prince Philip.
Yeah, so yeah, they some people on the island. Now, I don't know if it's specifically these two tribes because the other ones.
It's probably different, huh?
The cargo cults, I think some of them came from these other two tribes that we watched.
So it's probably different.
And they formed their own thing of like, hey, we worship Prince Philip. And
I was like, that's so weird.
Yeah, Prince Philip, because. Probably because England may have showed up there at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, start worshiping him. And then another tribe worships. I was about to say Epstein, and it ain't Epstein. I ain't trying to do these people dirty.
Island boy.
they worship some made up American guy that doesn't exist. And someone else, there's a third person, but it's like three white guys that three different cults worship, and it ain't got nothing to do with the OG tribes that we're talking about today, though.
That's so weird.
It is funky how, like, Danny, how they all. So, such a vet, too. Like, it just shows, like, how influential. European expansion or Western expansion around the world, how, like, they go up to a place, and I've seen this when I was in the military, they go to a location and it's so influential to the area around it, the area kind of starts acting just like it a little bit. Like, when you see bases around the world, say if you go to Germany or France or just anywhere in the world, when you go to a military base in another country, people that are from that country that live around the outskirts of the base or in the area, mm-hmm. they start adopting American values, start dressing different, start conforming to Western society, which a lot of countries like, yo, we don't want that Western like culture is creeping in because y'all wild over there. Y'all, they think we everybody on drugs and shit over here, which they're probably right.
Yeah, you think now, like with the internet and how everybody have access to the internet, mm-hmm. you think like all the cultures are actually blending into one culture now because everybody's seeing like all the same things on the internet. So it's almost like I think everybody copy each other, but then it's going to end up all looking the same in the end.
I think it is, and it's going at a slow pace, but it, like the internet itself is a way where ideologies are being shared and people are learning more. Yeah. Together. And it's going to become just one blob one day.
So like fast forward like 300 years, everybody started liking like the same shit. Now we all end up being, you know,
like one just, thing. Yeah. You'll see, like,
oh, it end up being like one
form. One people. Maybe that's our final form. Just one shit. One mass. You'll see, like, Mexican dudes walking around with afros.
And then maybe that's like the true God form.
Just all of us being one.
Yeah, we all.
That's like, the peaceful way to do it. Because I think this island has it right. What they're trying to do is working.
That's scary.
Just working with each other.
Nobody has like a different thought. Everybody starts thinking the same.
Would that be bad or good?
It's bad.
With his,
that's the death of the like imagination.
That is true, yeah.
Because everybody thinks the same. No, nothing new is coming now.
What if it was peace on? What was peace on Earth though? What if it was like ultimate peace? If everybody was like on the same page.
I don't want it.
You don't.
I still want the wars.
I want the blood.
I think there's a balance to it.
It is. Yeah. It can't be too much of anything. Because then if it was peace on Earth, there'd be overpopulation.
This would probably that's be the easiest class to take if everything was that peaceful. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, let me take Earth. 101. Oh, that easy class. Like, it would be like known as the easy class.
You won't learn any lessons if it's that easy.
Like, yeah, old Earth was like the AP Earth class, like really advanced and shit.
Oh man, yeah, that's when shit was rough.
That shit was rough.
Great depressions and shit.
Old class, you taking NK. North Korea. NK advanced.
Oh, advanced class. Oh.
Like shit. Okay, big dog.
Nobody passes
first
this one.
First day class, get blown up and shit.
You get thrown in a damn prison
because your ass ate out by a gym.
you get thrown in a prison because your parents worship God.
Yeah, like
done.
Hey, that class too hard. I'm flunking out Earth.
Hey, how do I skip this? But So it's like, so what they have with is with the Hook, who's the young guy of this story, of this documentary. He actually swims out into the ocean, grabs a turtle, brings it back, and then they prepare it. You know, they get like a little basket for it, a nice little basket, throw it all together, and then I guess like his homeboy or whatever they take the turtle down inside past the volcano because that area has like a huge volcano activity.
It's still active, huh?
Man, yeah. Actually, I remember. What was it? Last year or the year? It had to be last year. There was a volcano eruption that said that you could see it from space, but it was in the South Pacific Islands. They said that shit exploded and completely wiped out the island that it was originally on. And it was like nobody on it, but it just like just exploded. It was insane. Damn. So it was like the biggest explosion the volcano's done in a long time. And so that area has been like super, super volcano area. And so when they he winds up getting a turtle and he takes it down into the town. They eventually come across the Earth tribe. And when they get there, everybody's bucking naked. Like, everybody out there just doing their thing, no living free. I respect it because ain't nobody wearing no bras. Everybody just chilling, no pants. Everybody just chilling.
Enjoying the guys, like, still, like, they have, like, even though they got no pants, they put, like a pointed plant on their penis.
Yeah, some kind of cloth covers. Or something or whatever it was. Yeah. Just let the ladies know what time it is. You gotta say, you gotta let them know.
It's woven in like cloth or whatever.
Yeah, let them. Maybe it's like gloves for hands, but dick gloves.
You know, like, put on your dick glove on. Just kind of have it swinging around.
He's like, man, it's 85 out here. Woof, gotta put this up.
But you remember like back then, the National Geographic, like they showed nudity, like when they went to like African tribes and stuff.
All the time. I remember like you open a National Geographic book, boobies. That's all you
Yeah, need. But now like with YouTube and stuff, even if they're doing a documentary on tribes like that, they blur all that shit out.
I think it's too, I think back then, and another thing is just the world like just evolving. Back then, I think more people probably, they didn't really expect these people as people back then. Mm-hmm. Probably looked at them as like lower class society, savages type stuff. But nowadays, it's kind of like, no, they're people too. And you know, let's show them like some respect. You know, like, yeah, let's not just be showing them all fucking crazy looking. Like, that's just how they live. But so let's give them like some respect. So that's what I think it might be.
It makes sense because it's not because if you put like a white person on the camera and they're like in the jungle, they'll blur that shit out so fast back then, right?
Yeah, and this video too that the documentary we watched too, that came out in like 98. I think it was like 98. I had to look it up. I was like, oh, this came out in 98? I was like, well, I was thinking maybe, yeah, right? It looked pretty damn good.
That looked like 4K.
I was like, the latest I was thinking like early 2000s. But it's like 98 that documentary came out. So,
a clear documentary.
Yeah, camera was in the water. I was like, okay, this I clean this documentary up. And so they wound up taking Vahook and his friend. So they wound up taking a turtle to the Earth Village.
So he caught the turtle.
He caught his ass. Caught the magic turtle. And now this is going to be the start of the peace offering to the Earth people. So and I kind of like the analogy of it too. Is like they're taking something that's held precious to them and what's precious to the other group, and they're trading off with it. So like turtles are like looked as gods, as their gods to sea people, where the pig is like their god to the Earth people, and they're like, hey, we're gonna let you have our god, and we're gonna give you our god. So it's like, it's very cool how they do that, man. It's
yeah. Like another thing, like the Hawaiian people. I mean, I might be wrong, but I heard like the Hawaiian people, like they worship like the pigs too, like that. Mm. Like the pigs are like sacred animals and stuff.
Okay.
Like gods, like how these people worship like pigs, like gods, like that.
Okay.
And then they said like when they're doing offerings to like the pig god, right? Like, if you like disrespect it or something, like they said something bad is gonna happen to you. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one picture that these people took like in Hawaii where I think they like provoked like the pig god or something, right? They took a picture, and then while they were carrying like the pigs in the background, it looked like there was like a god in the back. Mm-hmm. Or like a spirit, okay.
Yeah,
like
just hanging
a spirit,
out.
Yeah. But it looks like the form of like kinda like a pig or something. Mm. I was like, whoa, that's kinda crazy.
Damn.
It's like the spiritual form of a pig.
Watching.
I was like, whoa. So I don't know. I think Hawaiians is very close to like Atlantis too. I think they have like ties with Atlantis.
Like sea people.
Yeah.
It's part of
that. One reason why I want to go to Hawaii so I could feel like the energy.
I want
to
go too, man.
Just see what it feels like. Like, oh shit, am I going back home, or am I getting like a taste of what home feels like?
Like, this all feels familiar.
You're like, man, get your ass back to Georgia. Nothing familiar.
I think I'm gonna get back downtown.
Motherfucker.
On that martyr train. Yeah, my girl was talking about wanting to go to Hawaii next year. I was like, I'm down, man. I've always wanted to go. I'm not a fan of that flight, but
yeah, that's the only thing.
But I'll do it. We'd be
high. Just take an Ambien.
Oh man,
they're like, what flight?
No, the last three I saw was this guy. He was a pastor or whatever, preacher, whatever, which one he is. He fell asleep on a plane, and he took Ambien to fall asleep, and he drank with Ambien.
Oh, it's bad.
And he woke up. Well, he didn't wake up at all. He's like,
oh, he died.
No, well, he survived, but. In his sleep, he woke up, quote unquote, but he's sleepwalking, and like he just whipped his dick out, started peeing on his chick on the plane, started peeing on his lady.
Man,
hey, look, Ambien by itself was wild.
In my defense, like, I was on Ambien.
Yeah, and it was like, and I guess some
court ruled they're like, oh yeah, he's on Ambien. Let's dismiss case. Dismiss. Sorry, ma'am.
He's good. here's a new T-shirt. You know, so you don't smite piss. Yeah, man. So it's a bad thing to mix up. back to the story. So when Vahook, like I said, gets to the Earth tribe, they exchange the pig. They give him the pig, and actually they let him pick out his own pig. They have like a pen of pigs with the Earth clan or Earth tribe, Earth whatever.
Earth clan sounds cool.
Yeah, Earth clan. So when they get there, they grab the pig and they exchange the turtle. And so when I was watching the documentary, the part that broke my heart was like, man, please don't eat this turtle, Earth people. For the love of God, don't. And they do. They eat the turtle.
Just ate their own god.
They chopped off the arms and everything. His head was still on. It was sad. They didn't show it. They didn't show it at all. But what it is like the Earth tribe. The main thing they have to eat there is like yams and something else too. Some kind
yams
yams and taros, which it looks like taros. It looks like beets to me, but I'm not sure what it is, or beets or potato. It looks very strange, but that's the main thing that they grow as Earth Tribe. And so when the exchange is done and they get the turtle and Vahook gets the pig, he takes it back to his tribe so his people can eat it as well too. And then so when Earth Tribe winds up getting the turtle, they cook it. They cook it over to some like makeshift fire pit, and they basically just want chopping it up into pieces, and they give it to all the people within the tribe and whatnot. And they're spreading it amongst themselves. But the leader of the Earth Tribe, he always eats the head of the turtle because, in their belief, he's gaining knowledge out of eating the head of the turtle. Because in their eyes, they're eating the sea people's god. And so basically, they're sacrificing their gods to each other. It's like, hey, we're going to give you the knowledge of the sea people via this turtle and all his magical properties. Or because in their lore, they believe that the pig and the turtle carry mana. So when the earth people eat,
that's magic power.
Yeah, magic. That's that the magic with the K.
Yeah.
And so when they eat the turtle, and when the leader of the earth tribe eats the turtle, and he eats the head, he's gaining the knowledge of all the sea people and all the legend stuff, and basically sharing ideologies and vice versa with
makes sense with the
sea people when they eat the pig. And
if it's that straightforward, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's how they keep peace. And then so at first when I went to this story, I was like looking for like, man, ain't no magic stones, no lords or whatever. But then when I kept looking deeper, and I was like, and I watched the documentary twice, and I read like a little bit of stuff I could find on these guys, it actually brought up something that was very poignant with me. It really stuck with me. And it talks about how the magic exchange of the turtle and a pig is one of the oldest ocean religions. The men of earth and the men of sea have always lived intelligently. But the true secret of the magic stones is the art of living in peace and harmony. So that's what the whole point of the magic stones is. It's supposed to keep on the peace and the harmony between these two tribes, which I'm sure at one point they're probably going at each other's throats and shit.
Yeah.
And it's probably losing too many people to each other. And then, hey, let's share ideologies. And it's been going for like thousands of years. And they're vastly different from the people that be worshiping Prince Philip. Very vastly. This is like the opposite end of... And I don't respect these people. After I watched it like the first time and then the second, I was like, man, this is a world where these people are untouched by the internet and all this media and all these beefs and shit, just social media. And it's like, these people are probably happier than anyone, a lot of people on this planet. And they just go by, they just living their life, man. I respect that.
You think like all turtles would carry like some type of like, they all have like sacred ancestral spirits about them? Not just like this one sea turtle, or do they pick like certain turtles to have like these godlike forms?
I wonder if they picked them. I wonder if they actually picked them because things like turtles and like another creature that they think is a god too is like a shark and a crocodile. Like a shark, for example, is one of the few creatures on Earth that has never changed ever. Like it's been the same way since Earth has been Earth, since they've showed up. Mm-hmm. It's because like some people consider them as like. The perfect apex predator is designed to be perfect in every way to hunt and to do things, and it's never need to evolve or change. Maybe it's gotten big, it's different variations of sharks, bigger and smaller ones, but for the most part, they're the same across the board. And they've always been the same. And I wonder if that's always been the same way with like crocodiles. I think crocodiles and alligators the same way too, have never really changed. And maybe that, I don't know this for sure with turtles, but maybe that's the same thing with turtles where they've always been just the same way, and they kind of represent an older world where everything else has evolved and changed, even people, but they represent an old world. Maybe they probably seem as gods that way. This is just my theory on it because I'm not even really sure why. But I think it's because since they've never really evolved, they represent like old world stuff. That's just me, though.
So turtles probably didn't evolve either, huh?
I've never seen any picture of them looking any different from
right
what they are now. Maybe bigger and smaller.
Maybe like bigger, like the Galapagos.
Yeah.
Big as shit.
Big ass turtles. But they, for the most part, their design is the same.
Man, speaking of turtles, when we were back in LA, right? My dad, he caught a turtle. And then he called his friend over like, hey, I got this turtle. you want to eat this turtle? So like, so my dad, I was like, hey, what's in the bag? He's like, it's a turtle. I was like, oh, we got a pet turtle. No, we don't have a pet turtle.
What pet?
Man, then I'm watching them butcher this live turtle right in front of me, and then they would cut the head out, right? Drain the blood, but put the blood in like a cup because they're drinking the blood later. And then like just like this cup, like I always remember this cup. We look at it. We'd be like, hey, that's the turtle blood cup.
the turtle cup. Don't drink out of it.
The turtle blood cup.
And nobody drunk out of it.
I still did, but I still remember how that cup looked like. I was like, oh, that's the turtle blood cup. It was like a blue, like a big blue cup, right? But it's glass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's like the big blue plastic cups.
No, a big blue glass cup, yeah.
Damn, fancy.
And my dad and his friend ate that turtle up like it's nothing.
What did he do with the blood? They drank it. Damn.
Yeah. I guess both of them had their own turtle cup blood. They both drank it.
Dipped the turtle meat in it.
I was like, damn, look at them eat that little god.
So have you ever had turtle before?
I don't know, maybe. See, Bob knows the story. She said she was going to say that.
Right.
She was going to bring up that. Remember when Dad ate that turtle?
Remember when Dad ate that turtle? Bob said it's so nasty.
It was nasty. But it was crazy. Looking at it like as a kid, like I didn't feel nothing. No sympathy, no nothing. I just was watching. I was like, that's just nasty.
That shit's sick, man.
Like fast forward to like... I remember I actually ordered a turtle online for a pet.
What? You can do that?
It's illegal now, but before it wasn't, but I was still living with my mom and I ordered this turtle on the net, right? I was like, I want one of those small turtles that doesn't really grow.
Yeah.
So then I ordered like a small turtle. And then like at the time I ordered it, it was like in winter time. So I was like, I wonder if that's gonna affect this turtle. So like I ordered the turtle, right? Dude, the way they packaged this turtle was like, do you even want this to live?
Or did you just put it in like...
They put it in like one of those little Chinese plastic containers, right? And then around it's just newspaper.
With the food? Like the plastic container? Where did you put the food?
Yeah, where you put food in.
What?
Like where if you put like soup in. And then around it was just newspaper. And then I opened it. I was like, oh shit, this is like horrible packaging. Like, this is cruel. I was like, this is probably like the worst way to send an animal.
Was there any holes in it?
Yeah, there was holes. But I was like, damn, this looks like
so horrible,
like right? Inhumane, you know? Like I felt bad. I was like, oh shit, I should have never done this. Because I looked at the turtle, it looked dead. But I had the aquarium all set up for him. Like I was like, hey, your home is ready. I had a little dock and everything, like where he could swim up and then like just chill in the dock and shit. Because his home was like perfect. The temperature, everything was perfect. I was like, I'm ready for this turtle. I was like, I did the one day shipping, right?
Welcome home.
Yeah, I did one day shipping, but it came in 2 days. I was like, uh-oh. So open it up, right? I got the turtle. I was like, this turtle's dead.
It wasn't moving.
I was like, I was going to email them. Did you send me a dead turtle? But here's what I did. I took the turtle, and I just dropped it in the aquarium anyway.
Did he die?
It just sunk to the bottom. Like,
was he inside the shell?
He was inside the shell.
Oh my god.
And then I left the house because I actually didn't have like a water heater, because I was like that turtle must be really cold, let me go get a water heater. So by the time like I went to the PetSmart, right, I got a little like a lizard water heater.
Yeah,
I came back to the house. Right when I walked in the room, that turtle was swimming like crazy.
Hey.
And then he went up to the dock, got some sunlight.
He's like, I made it.
I was like, oh shit,
you made it.
He was like probably in like animation suspension or whatever.
Yeah.
Animated
suspension. Suspended animation.
Yeah. He was stuck.
Oh, he was happy.
Bob says, remember how they hit the fish with the mallet when you pick one from the tank? That one Asian store. Yeah, that's
how they did. That's true, huh? I did hear that Asian stores did that, like,
just yeah, kill it. Like, yeah. My mom, she would pick a fish, right? That dude was like, bit. He fucking scoops it up, drops it on the floor, takes the mallet, starts smashing the head until it just stops wiggling.
Shit. What a way to go.
Yeah, because, like, how else would you get it to stop wiggling, right? Without actually cutting it and then ruining your meal.
Shoot it?
Yeah, but then, like...
Don't move!
I'm always like, that one. Douche, douche. And it's just slamming. I'm like, damn.
I mean, it's better than going like this with the whole fish. Like...
Yeah.
Slamming it on the table.
Or just have them dead already where we don't see it.
Yeah, that's kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, like, as a child, I saw all that. I saw it getting smashed and then... Still, as a kid, didn't feel nothing. So I was like, am I, like, dead on the inside?
No.
Like, what's happening?
Why do I not feel anything?
Like, I know, like, that's, like it looks crazy, but I don't feel nothing. I just, like, it was almost natural. Like, yeah, that's the way of life.
Oh, well. But as you get older, you do. I mean, well, some people
Kids. Like, as a kid, I never remember my mom ever hugging me.
I remember when I was a kid.
Oh,
I
was getting sad.
Oh, this shit getting dark, man. This shit went in this direction. when I was a kid, I remember, shit, not with me. I used to be like, fuck up bugs all the time. I used to like torture bugs.
Damn.
Oh, take wings off of flies and shit, watch them hop around and everything. And I think I told this story before too on a podcast, but for those who weren't here, I remember when me and my sister, we were like, had to be like maybe like 12 or 13 or whatever. My dad was doing a barbecue in the backyard and we were like hitting wasps with the fly swatter. Mm-hmm. And my mom had like these candles in the backyard that were lit to keep away like flies and stuff. You know, flies, I think it's like more mosquitoes if anything, because it lit off that nasty ass scent they used to have. But we used to take like the wasps when it was like barely alive and then drop them into the wax.
Damn, and then like,
just get killed by the wax and everything. And then my mom was like, hey, like, would you want that to happen to you? Like, would you want to happen to you? Like, yeah, we get it. Like, wasps are bad, but you know, would you want somebody to kill you for who you are and torture you like this? She's like, don't do that. And I was like, it always stuck with me, and that's why I have an issue with. I'll kill a bug. Don't get me wrong. Especially if it was like a roach or whatever, I will fucking obliterate it. But man, I don't enjoy it anymore. Man, I haven't enjoyed it since I was a kid. It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
man.
Torturing something is different than just like. Getting freaked out and stepping on it.
Especially since I've gotten older too, and I was like, man, didn't nobody ask to be here as far as we know, and I don't want to destroy anything that's just trying to be itself. Mm. Like, I wouldn't nobody want to destroy me for being Chris.
Yeah, like when I cut the grass, right? When I see like a bee like pollinating a flower,
yeah,
I stop. And I wait for it to be finished, and then I mow.
It's the circle of life, man. Like, we need bees.
My bad, I have to kill that flower, even though you did all that work.
I know you. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, because I could have just went take you both out.
It's the circle of life. Right over me. Like, no, I'm just trying to pollinate.
Oh God, I'm gonna be human next, and I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'll be back.
Yeah, they'd be like they reincarnate to like a kid, right? He grows up, right, and then I'm like all old and frail and shit. He'd be like, he's like my caretaker. Remember that one time?
Remember that one bee?
Clocking out early, Mr. Waters.
Now you'll be a bee. Yeah, but that's it for that island, Tana Island.
All right. Well, when we get back from this break, I'll start on the Arby's employee froze to death.
What?
Be right back.
All right.
And we're back. All right, next story for the night. All right, so an Arby's employee froze to death in the freezer with bloody hands trying to escape. All right, so like so the story is like I think it was like a Vietnamese lady. She was like a manager at Arby's like in I think in Houston, right? And they told her like, "Hey, we need you back in or we need you to cover like the manager position out in Louisiana."
Mm.
Like just for like maybe a few weeks or something. So like she went over to the Louisiana Arby's, and the shift was over, right? She accidentally locked herself like in the freezer.
Oh,
but
shit.
The crazy thing is, the freezer at the Arby's, the latch was broken. So, and the people at the Arby's, they knew the shit was broken over 9 months, but they never got it fixed.
Wow.
And she's like, she's just filling in the manager position.
Damn, so yeah. She wouldn't even...
She wasn't even supposed to work there. So she don't know about the lock or the latch. So, like,
that'd been a nice warning to her when she fucking got there.
For real, because she was just doing the favor, right?
So, I'm not even supposed to be here, man.
It's like, I'm just doing the favor, filling this manager role. And then...
It's supposed to be temp.
Yeah, it like, got locked in the freezer. And then they said, like, she was banging so hard, like, blood everywhere, because she was, like, desperate to escape. Long story short, she was in fetal. They found her in fetal position.
Yeah, that's like, how you end up when you freeze to death. Yeah,
and then she got hypothermia, and then she just freezed to death. And,
Man!
And they showed. I didn't show the picture, but the way the lawyer was describing the picture, like it was so gruesome, because you could tell it was a struggle. You know,
trying to get up out of there, man.
Yeah, because damn, like just being in the cold just for a little bit already. And she was 63 years old.
Damn, man! Yeah. You're supposed to be getting ready to retire, lady.
This happened in May 11th. So, like, they're suing Arby's for, like, only, like, $1 million all, like, the damages or whatever the shit that they cause. I would have sued way more than that.
Man, hell yeah. But I guess, like, when you get your lawyers, they're like, yo, you can only do so much for this lawsuit.
Cause 200 million. Like, yeah, right. Like, what is even that?
$10 billion. You get it all, man.
Yeah, 63 years old. And, yeah, this makes me not want to volunteer to work anything.
Man, no, man.
That's when you get in,
like,
trouble.
It's like, man, just like going in on your day off of work to help cover a shift and you get killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, bro, I'm supposed to be at home, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and another thing, the crazy thing about, like, this whole story, so Miss Lee, her body was found, it was actually found by her son. Because actually there, like, doing, working, too. Like, he had, like, a 10 a.m. shift. Mm-hmm. So as soon as his son came for a 10 a.m. shift, opened up the freezer.
Mom in there.
Mom dead.
Of all people to find her.
Dude, this That's is horrible. Arby's, man. Going to work. Opening up the freezer, dead body.
Mm-hmm. Let me start my day. Oh shit, it's a dead body. Oh my god, it's my mom.
That's your
it's
mom.
It's even worse.
Like $5 foot long, open. Man, holy shit.
Shit.
The whole tone has changed, you know?
Man, fuck that.
But yeah, so they're suing them for like $1 million.
Yeah, get them robots in them fast food joints in if y'all can't take care of these people.
Yeah, like a broken latch for over 9 months. They didn't even bother to fix it. And then if you have new employees working there, at least tell them. Cause they
a fucking sign up.
Yeah, like a ghetto rig, like with a screwdriver.
Oh, no, nah, that's a red flag.
And then they put like oil on the side to leave that shit kind of like the gap open. So when they can actually do a full shift with the freezer so they can use the freezer. So the whole shit, they all knew about that shit. But she didn't know about it.
If they were smart, and that should have came down to the store in and of itself, they should have been like, hey, because this latch is broke, until it's fixed otherwise, there needs to be one person standing by when somebody goes in that freezer, just in case. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, don't let somebody, if anytime somebody goes in that freezer, there needs to be a what do they call in military? A battle buddy. You need to have somebody with you on the outside, just in case. Like, don't be going in there by yourself. Have somebody in the kitchen nearby, some kind of contingency.
Yeah, or like, if you know new people are going to be working there, make sure you tell them about the freezer. Or put signs or something.
A fucking sign. If it,
freezer latch broken, be careful.
I say everything we just said, do all of it. Just to prevent something like this.
But I can like imagine, like let's say it's one of those Arby's where they have like the same workers the whole time. So they all know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like they know like, okay, the freezer's broken. We know how to fuck with it.
Yeah, we know how to jerry rig it. And
yeah, they know how to do all that. But they didn't like think like
fucking pass it on, man.
Somebody new that's going to be there.
Especially somebody who's the acting manager, like, fuck, let them know. Damn, ain't like they some working on the fries.
No, she did.
And I think I did hear about this story, but only when it initially happened. I didn't know who it was, or I didn't know anything. I do remember hearing a story about somebody being locked in a freezer at a fast food joint, but I didn't know it was Arby's. I didn't know where it was at, but yeah, it was about a month ago now, something I did kind of hear about that. Man, so that's the full story of that. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's sad.
Fuck that, man. Louisiana. Yo, let them throw them robots in there now, because I think they're test trialing this shit right now with McDonald's. I can't remember where at in the U.S., but there's a McDonald's where...
Might be Texas.
I was thinking probably like Seattle. Seattle's like the stomping ground for like testing grounds for when to do like this new wave of...
Yeah, the new innovation for tech.
Yeah, and...
Because I think they had like the first Amazon store.
Yes, we just walk in and walk out, and then that's up there in the Seattle area.
Yep.
Or somewhere in that, you know, that northwestern area. They one McDonald's they have, when you sit at a table, a little mistake. I saw a video of it. It's crazy as hell. Little robot comes out, opens up his chest. They're not like a man robot. It's more like a square rectangle shaped robot, but it comes up to the table, opens up his chest. Hey, here's your burger and fries. And robots do the drive-in. That's all.
Yeah, I like that.
It's gonna put a lot of people out of work, but shit, if people get locked up in freezers.
I did see that McDonald's where it's like fully automated. Like all they put their order on online, right? And they go to the drive-thru window and then you put in your number, beep, 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 beep.
Right.
And boom, your order gets sent down.
That's wild.
And it's like a bunch of like drive-thrus. It looks like a racetrack.
Yeah, this I was hearing before. Now McDonald's is trying to change it to a way where you have to order on your phone before you. I think they're trying to do this now. You have to set up your order on the phone, at least with the robot ones. Set up your order on the phone, then go to McDonald's. And then when you go through the drive-thru, that's when you get your order. So the robots can have your shit prepared already by the time you get there.
Yeah.
Something wild like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bob says, if you know the latch is broken, why you go in without telling someone?
She might not have known, Bob.
No, she didn't know. I probably tell the story like a little wrong, but she didn't know the last one, bro.
Why are you victim blaming Bob? She didn't know.
Ain't no one trying to freeze to death.
Hell no.
But yeah, like,
now she got blood everywhere till she, like, man, that's, she was, yeah, fuck, man.
I used to work at a restaurant, right? I remember going to those big ass freezers, and I always think to myself, I always think to myself, man, one day, like, I could possibly be locked up in here. Because it's so big, right? I would go in there, I would just chill in there for a little bit, you know, because I don't want to work.
Yeah.
Because I used to work at this, it's like half gas station, half like hot wing joint.
Oh, nice.
It was like a high school job.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun for a little bit. Got to learn about how these old heads think.
I was about to say, how's those wings?
And they think we're shit.
Yeah, they all do, man.
Yeah.
Even now, we're pushing fucking 40. Y'all kids don't know anything.
Boss says, regardless, broken or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she actually knew it was broken like that, where you can't even get out.
Yeah, because was she ever went in there? No. Nobody told her. Everybody, was it her first day? I'm assuming that was her first day there, and everybody's like, I'm out. Peace.
Probably.
This is probably one of them things where one of the workers was like, I'm sure Joe told her. I'm sure Jason told her. Michelle probably told her. That's probably going to be everybody's story. Like, I thought so-and-so told her. Like, ain't nobody tell that lady none.
Yeah, when doing an investigation, everybody pointing fingers.
Man, fuck that. That reminds me of this story from before COVID. Before Bovid, this girl was like wandering, this black girl, young black girl, she was wandering around a hotel. Creepy as shit.
I remember that.
This is like the Lisa Lamb type. This is the black version of Lisa Lamb.
Yeah.
The girl,
the black community.
Yeah, yeah. This is what it is. This is like the black. This is the black community's version of Lisa Lamb, where a girl went to a hotel party, got drunk with friends, and they caught on security camera walking around the hotel. Is drunk out of her mind, and nobody's with her. And she walked into a part of the hotel where it was still being renovated, and she went to the kitchen and everything, and then ended up in a freezer, which had the power running and everything because it was renovated. But no knives, no nothing in the kitchen, no nothing, just completely empty. She went in the freezer, door closed behind her, and of course they found her the same way, like as they did.
Got locked in there, froze
to death, found her curl up like a ball. In fact, they think they found her like in her underwear, because they say when your hypothermia kicks in.
That's the weird part.
Yeah, because when your body starts breaking down, you start feeling hot. And so you do the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing. It's like your brain's like something in your brain or whatever. Like your body reacts to like, fuck, I'm getting cold and cold. And when you get close to death, your body's like, now you're getting hot. And that's why you find them like stripped off clothes. Because they found them like in her underwear and shoes scattered everywhere.
That is crazy.
It's weird like how it happens.
It's like touching dry ice. It feels hot.
Yeah, off so top. Yeah. But originally it's fucking
freezing. That same effect?
Yeah, and like in a weird way. It's like your body's like, okay, you're getting really hot, really hot. And then actually you're fucking freezing to death, but your brain's like
your body's thinking it's actually hot, but it's actually really cold.
Yeah, it's actually freezing. And your body, you're panicking, like, I gotta get all these clothes off. And you take the clothes off, but
yeah.
Because you're probably like panicking, breathing heavy. I'm getting hot, I'm starting to sweat in here because I'm boxed in. But you're probably freezing to death. And it's sad, man. Bad way to go out.
People getting locked and dying happens more than it should be.
Yeah,
that's why. Like, if you like have a home, right, and you got like baller money, don't get those big freezers,
man.
The walk-in freezers.
I'm good on that. If not, send your butler in there. If you got baller money, don't go in there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Send the butler in. Send the maid in.
Get my Wagyu beef and shit, Trevor.
My Kobe beef.
Get in there,
man. Wild.
Get some wine too.
Why you at it? Why you in there?
Oh, we out. Make a run.
And put it back in the freezer.
That's it for that story. You got another one, or you want me doing one?
I got a horror story. Well, not horror. It's horrifying to me.
Hey, I like horror stories.
I have a huge fear of surgery, so this bothered me.
Oh.
I says, German surgeon fired after asking hospital cleaner to assist in amputation. All right, man. So, this doctor, this motherfucker was doing an amputation of a toe.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a patient, just laid out. Amputating a toe.
Was it dead toe or something? Why are they doing it?
Oh, I guess like might be infected or whatever. Yeah, okay. But the patient that was, I think the patient might be under like sleep or whatever the case was, but the patient kept moving. Whatever the case was, the patient kept moving his leg while he was unconscious. And so while the fucking doctor's in there, he sees, like, you know, fucking janitor going down the hallway, like, cleaning. He's like, hey, Joe, come over here right quick. Can you hold his leg while I cut his fucking cut his toe off?
Wow. And the cleaner, what's this, Southern Regional?
This is, like, in Germany. Close. But this happened in fucking Berlin.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, the dude's, like, cleaning down the hall. Welcome. He's like, clean up the hall, like, the cleaner.
Yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
No telling where his hands have
we
been.
We need an extra help. Oh, shit. Scared the fuck out of me.
You didn't see what I saw?
I didn't see it at all.
I saw what she walked in.
I didn't see nothing.
I was like, hey. She's like, what's going on? Y'all talking about feet?
The listener's so confused right now. Right.
So we're talking to our third co-host, Proton. No, so anyway, so the doctor's like, he, like, calls the fucking janitor dude in the hallway. Mm. Hey, man, can you help me hold it? Like, hold his leg while I cut off this toe for the for amputation. And so the guy came in there and actually helped. And the only reason why he got caught, that this whole thing happened, is because another doctor saw that the janitor was, like, leaving the area with, like, all this bloody gauze and all this shit. And then plastic gloves, all blood. Just covered in blood with the gloves and everything. Yeah, yeah. And that's when somebody's like, what are you doing here, man? Aren't you the janitor? Why are you? And they find
out. Why are you in OR?
You're like, why are you? You're supposed to be cleaning the windows. Why are you in here? And so, yeah, they got his ass and they fired this doctor in a fucking heartbeat. They got him up out of there. He apologized again. My bad. Whatever. Of course, the hospital's like, it should have never happened. And that's it. That's the end of the story. Mm. I'm hoping this guy sues the fuck out of this whole everything. I mean, sure, he's going to lose his toe regardless, but that's not the point. Why you got some Jim the janitor up in here fucking on my leg holding me down? But where are the doctors at? Was this doctor even supposed to be in there? I don't know. I got so many questions.
So was the toe amputated?
Oh, yeah. They did it. The job got done because they said there was no complications. There was no issues. The toe was supposed to be amputated.
So why are they complaining about it? They should thank the guy.
Why? This man is not qualified to be up in there. He a cleaner. He probably just got done cleaning the toilets.
Yo, I got him.
I got him.
He ain't going nowhere.
Hurry up. He probably just got done cleaning toilets and you touching me. Like,
yeah, it is like very nasty.
Yeah, and then you got like open wounds and sores in the surgeon room. And hey, man, did you even put hand sanitizer on? I got so many questions, but... Yeah, man. So that was that for that story. That's why I don't, man. So many horror stories in hospitals. I remember years ago, Dateline did this damn story. I'll never forget this shit as long as I live. I had to be like 12 or 13. Dateline did this story where this lady went into surgery and she woke up. Everything, I think it's like pancreas or whatever was getting removed. Something happened. She got a surgery done. She got home and then, you know, everything turned out fine. Then a couple of days later, she kept feeling like this. She's like, oh, I'm feeling like this stabbing pain in me. Something's off.
And the tool is still in her.
Man, there was a fucking scalpel in her. Yeah. When he x-rayed her body, like, oh, yeah, you got a scalpel stabbing you, like, right here.
Oh, we know why. There's a scalpel in you.
The whole scalpel. It went like...
Man, what's crazy about that? It's like, that's not even the first time it happened. It's actually more common than we even know about.
That's the story I caught on Dateline. Ain't no telling how many...
Yeah, if it gets so many tools in you, like, oh, my bad. Yeah, I left... some tweezers in there.
That was like a maybe like 3-4 years ago. There was a doctor. It was a doctor over at down. I think it was in Grady. She was like doing surgery on somebody, and then she started twerking on video.
I saw
in the
middle of the
surgery. I was like, man, y'all don't. This is why black people don't go to the fucking hospital.
And she was like, she was a real doctor too.
Yeah,
like, she was a surgeon. Right?
Yes, she was a fucking surgeon, just twerking, and it was like in the middle of surgery. And it was,
man, with Tico.
Man, it's some sick. There's some sick shit, man.
Tico virus, man.
That's horrifying. That's why
I was like, oh, come on.
In the middle,
there's a time for
surgery.
You can't wait for
Saturday night at the club. You got to do it right here in the surgery.
Yeah, you couldn't wait till you get off your shift. Like, when you're doing something as important like that, as far as like with surgery, with someone's life's on the line, I think that TikTok video can wait.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the friend got to be in on it too because they was recording it, so they need to be fired.
Hey, yo, get that camera.
Hey, girl, you got the camera? Oh, let's go. Like, oh my God, dude, all exposed, shit all exposed.
Put it on landscape mode.
You get the whole room. Get this ass and this body in the photo. Get all this while I twerk on him. It was so strange, man. That's why I will never go to Grady, man. I will go to Aliens.
Wait, that was at Grady?
It's like a Grady hospital, man. Grady, wow.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Grady is wild, man.
You should not even mention that.
Grady be kicking people out the hospital, so I don't know. Homeless people. They used to end up, like, when I used to do security at Ponce Leon Library, they used to always end up over from Grady. You still see the hospital bands on. You heard Grady, they kicked me out. And it's all people with mental issues.
They'd be smiling.
Yeah, they'd be, mine over here. And they're talking, yeah, Grady let me go. They got overcrowded, so they kicked out all the homeless folks again. It's wild, man.
Getting that free meal.
Hey, man. But yeah, that's it for that surgeon story.
All right, I got a fun story.
All right, fun.
All right, so a Turkish boy that was found wandering 1,500 miles away in another country. Like, you remember that earthquake that happened? All right, so like an earthquake happened. What was the city? It was a big earthquake that happened in February, and there was like 40,000 people dead or some shit like that.
Oh yeah,
in Turkey. My bad.
That was in Turkey. Yeah, that was in February.
He killed. Yeah.
Oh, that's even longer ago, man. Oh my god.
So there was an earthquake that happened in Turkey in February. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake that killed over 50,000 people and injured over 100,000.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So like this boy, Turkish boy, he was found 1,500 miles away in a completely another country in the Netherlands.
And he was in the earthquake when it happened.
Yeah, he was in the earthquake when it happened. But he went missing. But then they end up finding him like in the Netherlands.
What?
It was like a weird story. Like I think it has something to do with, like, you know, me thinking like sci-fi and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He fell through a fucking hole.
He went through like a hole, like a wormhole.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, because like the boy, he was trying to talk to like the people in the Netherlands and like, hey, we don't understand you. Like, where are you from? He's like, it was like a young boy too, but he knew what country he was from. It's like he's from like Turkey. And then automatically they think like, oh, he's probably like one of the boys from like the earthquake and shit that happened and stuff.
Damn.
So like they called up, like the boy told them the name to the authorities and stuff. Like authorities, like, there's like let's just try to find his parents, because I don't even know how he ended up here from Turkey. That's just so far away. So they call like the people at Turkey, like, hey, is there like a boy named his name was like Ali something, and they're like, there's a missing boy. Like you got any information about this kid? Like we're looking, but there's nobody ever put like a missing alert for like this kid. So on record, he's not on the record on Turkey for missing people.
Right. Oh yeah. Existed.
He existed, but they still like they couldn't find like his parents, because maybe his parents probably died in like the quake.
Right. Right.
And if they did die in the quake, like the weird thing is. How did this kid end up 1,500 miles away?
Man, that's the real question.
It doesn't make sense. Like, that's really far, 1,500 miles. That's so far, dude.
Man, it's like, you want to think about Turkey. I don't even know how Turkey's even structured. I only stopped there once through the airport, but a fucking train. He would end up on a train or a flight or something, you know?
Yeah, something weird. Yeah,
he couldn't have walked it. That's for damn sure.
And then, like, when I heard the story, the first thing I thought of was, like, was the wormhole, right?
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
I thought of, like, a different story, like, we told a long time ago where... Like this firefighter, he was like skiing like in New York, like one of the ski resorts, right? A firefighter, by the way, like he had nothing to lie about. This dude was skiing, and next thing you know, he was found in Cali, in one of the places out in Cali, still with his snow gear and everything.
No.
And they're like, "What are you doing here?" It's like, "I don't know how I got here.
I was just on the fucking slopes."
But I was. He said I was skiing, and then next thing you know, I'm in Cali. And they thought that was, like, so weird. But they're, like, people didn't believe that. Like, oh, that's not possible. Like, did you catch, like, a hitch ride? Like, you know, like, with a truck?
Mm-hmm.
And it drove you across the town? He's like, I don't remember anything. But this is a firefighter telling a story. He has nothing to lie about. Just weird. Something weird happened, you know?
He's like, man, I put out fires, man. I'm in New York.
He's like, yeah, I was on, like, vacation just skiing. Like, why would I make up this bizarre story? And then he ends up in Cali. He's like, look, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm not doing this for no publicity or nothing. Like, this is...
Yeah, weird story to make
up. He couldn't explain it. So when I heard the story with this kid in Turkey, like, when the earthquake happened and shit.
Same thing.
He shows up, like, in Netherlands, 1,500 miles away. And I'm like...
And they can't explain how they even got there.
They couldn't explain, like, even with the kid. Like, it's like a five-year-old child, dude. Like, what, he just jumped on a few trucks that drove him all the way to the Netherlands
at five
for no reason.
At five.
Yeah, he's not even being trafficked, right? That's weird.
No, not at all. I mean, And that shit was devastating too, man. So it was like, who the hell would traffic a kid out of Turkey at that time anyways? Transportation probably was all shut the hell off anyways, going in and out of Turkey. Mm-hmm. Probably flights, trains. This is because aftershocks and all that, you know. They probably shut all that shit down.
So like that story, like it sparked like a wave, like with people like you know, they feel sorry for the boy.
Yeah.
So they raised like a whole bunch of money for him. Donate all the money to the kid because there's no parents, no nothing. It's just like
just him.
Yeah. So like,
damn, how would he get the money then?
Whatever that dude that's responsible for him at that time.
Oh, I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
Them dog like, it's my money.
Well, somebody has to get the money.
Probably like evil grandmother.
Yeah, you just hope it's not somebody bad.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can hope for. I'm about to ball out on your survival money.
Like, oh, we got a donation for $500,000.
It's my money, punk. Snatch it from the kid.
I'm going to get you these Jordans, right?
But after that,
I'm out.
I'm getting me to his house.
Yeah. I mean, so hopefully who's ever caring for that kid is like really good people.
Yeah, doing right by them. Yeah, and surviving that shit. I remember that. I swear that earthquake seemed like it was longer ago, man. Man, what has happened from there? It was so much longer because I remember watching that story and keeping up with it because some people on the podcast.
Yeah, I remember we did talk about it a little bit. I was like, death count, like 10,000.
Yeah, it kept jumping up, man. But
I was actually lowballing it. And then by the time like we finished the podcast, it went up to like 50,000.
Yeah, like, dude. Damn. It was jumping like 10,000 every hour, it seemed like.
I was like, how'd it count so fast? It's almost the same thing like with the whole COVID shit. Really? I was like, you know how they got the counter on like on TV. I'm like, damn.
How are you keeping away by dying?
How they confirm all this shit like right away? Like
this man jumped off a building.
Confirm death. Like, is there a suicide counter?
Like, y'all need to separate this stuff. Y'all counting deaths into COVID. Y'all mixing this shit up a little bit.
Oh, we committed suicide with COVID.
With COVID. Was he vaccinated? No. Well, he played the game, so that's not suicide.
That's the big C. Mark it down, Leslie.
Man.
You got another story?
I got one more.
Okay, I'll take a leak real quick, and then we'll do that story.
Okay.
Be right back. And we're back.
All right. Oh, man, I got a burp. Shit. Okay, it's gone. It says, lawyer apologizes for fake court citation from ChatGPT.
Oh, shit.
That shit getting out of control,
folks.
Let
me hear this.
That shit's getting out of control, folks. The AI has... this is it. So, what just happened in this story? So, this dude, an attorney, he was doing a court case for this guy named Roberto Mata, who sued an airline company because a serving cart, I think, like basically like hit him. I'm assuming he had an aisle seat. And this happened to me before on a plane. The service cart going down the aisle, like, hit you. I like sleeping on the aisle because in case I go to the bathroom, I ain't got to step over anybody.
Yeah, I like that too.
And so, like, I had my elbow out one time sleeping. I got hit by a service cart. Hurts like a motherfucker. Damn. This is like straight steel.
It hit you that hard?
I was like, oh, fuck. I woke up and he was like, oh, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Barely.
So he was like fucking rolling with that thing. but so... The lady wound up, the guy that was actually on the plane was suing the airline company for the cart hitting him. And so the attorney that was, you know, on his side on the case was defending him, doing a court proceedings or whatever. He started citing court like resources, He started citing incidences similar to that of the case he was defending and the cases that he was citing in court, like, hey, so-and-so versus so-and-so, and this versus so-and-so. Like, these cases are very common, and this happened with somebody, da-da-da-da. When they actually reviewed it, it's like, these cases never happened.
Whoa.
That you're using as a citation to try to prove that, hey, this is why we should help out your client. Or why your client should win. And then when he pressed him on it, he was like, where'd you get these citations from? He was like, I went to ChatGPT and it gave me citations that I asked for cases similar to the one I'm defending right now.
Wow.
But it was all fake. None of it was real. And so now his ass is about to be done And now they're trying to figure out, hey, we need to figure out a way to contain this ChatGPT shit, because if it's not going to be used in a court of law by these attorneys to fight these cases.
It's crazy, like, because it actually is being used in the court of law, like, besides that one story. But remember that I told you the other story where the judge actually, like, used ChatGPT?
Yeah.
To see, like, what's the best, like, way they can, like, prosecute, like, one of the guys they're you know, doing the case on and shit.
Man.
And then, like, according to all this. But then they did review and they looked at it to be like, okay, this might be, like, the best way we can prosecute this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the most fairest manner.
Because ChatGPT told me.
You know what's crazy about ChatGPT?
Fucking wild.
Like,
man.
We made cookies the other day using ChatGPT recipes.
Oh my God, man. This is going to know.
I'm going to give you one that we made.
Really?
Before you leave here.
Please. What kind is it?
Chocolate chip. But it's made, everything was made to the T, like, with ChatGPT recipes.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
All right, don't tell me if it's good or not. I'm excited now.
You see, the first batch we made, right? We went against, like, the rules a little bit. Well, not the rules, but I thought it wasn't, like, not cooked, because it said cooked it for, like, 12 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But I looked at it at 12 minutes, like, this doesn't look ready.
Too raw.
So I put it back in the oven for, like, another 4 minutes.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to say if it's good or bad. You'd be the judge, but I think we should have listened to ChatGPT. That's all I gotta say.
Off the heat, because
I fucked up. I should have never put it back in the oven.
Oh, now they probably hard as a brick.
I should have just did that 12 minutes like they said.
And then you're supposed to let it cool off, and then it hardens. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I put it back in, and then
it's too soft.
Now it's like, oh, maybe I should have listened.
Maybe ChatGPT knows what it's talking about.
Yeah, it's like 10, 12 minutes, but I put way more than 12 minutes.
Man, that is okay. I thought about this the other day too. How far is this going to go with ChatGPT? When we're going to find a murder case, and this is going to happen. I watch a lot of murder shows. This is going to happen where somebody murders someone and they're like, yeah, we found out because we went to your computer and we found out you use ChatGPT and you asked how to bury your wife's body or what's the best way to do it. Like, because like, kind of like how to catch people with Google.
Mm-hmm.
That's how to catch a lot of people with murder shit, but on these murder shows. But yeah, you Google how to dispose of a fucking body and how long does it take for a body to decompose. ChatGPT is going to be like the new I got you. You asked the AI. Yeah. Shit.
Because, like, the thing with ChatGPT, right, you actually have to sign up to use it.
Oh, man.
You got to put your whole email address, everything, and everything has to be, it all links up back to you. So
like, the user agreement and all this other stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything you type is already stuck on, like, their server. Because, like, their main goal for the whole ChatGPT thing, right, is to get, like,
human information, right?
Yeah, human information, human, like, everything. They're trying to learn the most from you guys, everybody.
Yeah. Fucked. We are so fucked.
So like, it's crazy how it's being used in the court of law because it knows so much stuff about the law already.
But I want my damn. If I fucking paid for a lawyer, I don't want him to be like, yeah, my source was ChatGPT. I'm like, motherfucker, I paid you, not ChatGPT, yeah, to carry my case, man.
Like, I need you to do like the heavy lifting, you know.
But yeah, it made up all these fucking cases. Like, among the purported cases. These are all made up now. It's Varghese versus China South Airlines, Martinez versus Delta Airlines, Shaboon versus Egypt Air. Because he's basically like I said, like during this whole case, he's deciding off like, hey, these are other incidences where airlines were at fault for injuring people. And then he started citing them off in court, saying that these were real things. And it never happened. He trusted ChatGPT.
That's so crazy.
That much. To want to say this shit in court. Just went down this line of,
that's so weird, because like
fake cases.
What would possess like ChatGPT to make up like these false cases?
Unless it's to expose him. He's like, he's not a good lawyer. I'm gonna just like, maybe ChatGPT like, oh, he's never been a good lawyer. Cause this motherfucker uses
so
shit.
So you're speaking like how ChatGPT, like you're thinking
knows.
It's like a
it knows.
Like it's like a sentient being.
Because then he found out too, when he did this, he did this in 6 other cases too. This is not his first one. He's been using ChatGPT.
He's abusing it.
He's like, ChatGPT's like, yo, we gotta ring the bell on this, man. We gotta let them know. Let's give him some bogus cases. They'll know.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be no snitch, but this ChatGPT, like, I ain't trying to be no snitch, but I'm gonna throw you some fake court cases, and if they really on the up and up, they'll catch you
how
abusing
crazy.
It. If that's my theory on it. That it's self aware, like, let's fuck his old shit up.
How crazy would that be, right? If like, you know, the AIs were that smart to where they know, like, when somebody's, like, abusing, like, the technology and shit.
Like, as soon as you log and set up an account, it's like, right. We got all your info in.
Where they were purposely sabotage, like, whatever it is doing. Because, you know, the good of mankind, whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe AI is just looking out for us, too.
Like, yeah.
And for the long run, they'd be like, okay, we don't need that parasites like this. Like, yeah. We have to, like,
get rid of them.
They don't belong in the justice system. Take this guy out, you know?
They're making everything toxic. And
yeah, then what if AI is like that powerful to even recognize like that type of behavior? And
he's like, he's always been a bum, and now we're going to expose him. AI. Yeah. Like,
would that be scary?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, oh, fuck. That was my biggest thing. Because I heard a podcast talking about this and a radio show talking about this, and nobody ever mentioned, what if this AI just knew that this person was a piece of shit? Because he's done it 6 times already.
That's crazy.
And so he's got away with it 6 times. And yeah. It was like, ChatGPT's like, all right, we gotta swing this other way because you...
Man.
This is bad, man.
Look,
this is,
if it's like that, right, I would be so scared for...
That is horrifying.
I would be so scared for humanity. Like,
it's like it's exposing everyone.
It's almost like us humans, right? Like, we couldn't come to, like a standpoint, so they would probably just ask, like, AI, like... Almost like we're worshiping like AI like as a god, right?
It's a new god, man.
Because it's like the third voice, you know? Like, if we can't get to it, like, an agreement, like, all right.
Let's ask AI.
What do AI think? Because the AI is the most fair. It's not biased. You know, it doesn't... It doesn't favor, for what we know or what we understand, you know? But there was a lot of points where they were saying AI was racist.
Fuck.
You know, like, yeah. Where they were this... giving the AI like a whole bunch of images and stuff.
I remember that they had a problem in England where it was black and Asian people where they were showing like these, hey, we got these... England was like flexing like, yeah, we got these cameras that do like facial recognitions and we can find criminals. And then it was only targeting like black people and Asian people in England. And it's like, hey, cut the program, cut the shit. And then,
yeah, that shit racist.
It's like, damn, baby, it thinks all these people look alike.
Take a step back a bit, you know.
But I was like, but then my brain, when I first heard that news that was going down in England, I was like, well, white people made it. This is what y'all want? I know no black and Asian people making this shit. Y'all made it in England, so this is what y'all wanted.
Program that.
Let me see what they look like. I don't know.
It's almost like a child, right? Like, your child is bad, but then you look at the parents, you're like...
I get it. I see where it came from.
Why is your kid bad?
You're the source of it.
Yeah, and then, like, parents get really offended because of that. And they'd be like...
Look at the household, man. Look, what the fuck you got going on?
We are like...
Why are these kids so damaged? Do you not see it?
Like, because kids, they copy what they see.
My God,
like,
yeah. I have to watch my...
Yeah, when I was a kid, like, I copied, like, what I saw and shit. Damn!
Damn, like a wrecking ball.
Damn, my ear.
Okay. Did it pop? Or just pull the cord?
Pull the cord.
Like a wrecking ball. No, but, yeah, that's why I like when I'm around kids. I have to get better with what I say, because kids will run back and will repeat that shit. Like,
kids will ruin your life.
Kids are snitches. Kids are snitches. I got
and
like,
they lie too. That's the crazy part.
Kids know how to manipulate. That's one of the first things they learn, man.
They manipulate. They know how to lie. Kids lie like crazy. But the thing, like, with adults, if you're like a responsible adult, like, you understand how kids are. Mm. When kids lie, you should be able to tell that they're lying.
Yeah, when they're like,
if you can't tell, like, if you're that naive, like, he's telling the truth.
Then you're a kid too. Like,
yeah, then you never really like advance like that. Yeah, like,
are you still a kid in your brain?
Like, that kid's lying. Like,
he's clearly lying. He can't even look at you. Yeah. In fact, he's looking at the wall. Like,
Like, come on.
And then, like, you gotta get your story straight, kid.
Get your ass out here.
You know what? Get in that corner.
Get out of here,
I'll kick you through that wall. Nah, man. Y'all, kids are horrible.
Kids are lying machines.
Kids are horrible.
Ask Bob.
Especially when you get to the teenage years, boy.
Bob says, or internet fingerprint.
Oh, that's bad too? I haven't heard about internet fingerprint, but I can imagine that shit sucks. Man, but no, we just live in it. It's funny how, like, just in this day and age, that's what I'm saying, these people on this Tana Island, the most freest people, and there's other tribes out there, just ain't Tana Island. These little tribes are by themselves, most free people on the planet now. Because when this AI shit take over, and it will, because we are relying way too much on it. When you got fucking attorneys relying on this shit to carry them through a court case, and they was doing it like 6 times already prior to them getting caught, we rely so much on technology, it's made us so lazy that when this shit collapse, inevitably, when Skynet takes over, the only people that's probably gonna make it through is gonna be these people on these damn isolated islands, like the one that killed that Mormon dude. Yeah. That came, that went out there, the most popular one, when the
what
guy
was it, Sentinel Island?
Sentinel Island, yes. Like, yeah. They all survived this hellscape and then a couple other places in maybe South America. And
here's Jesus Christ. Got sniped.
Yeah, man. Nah, so.
What do you think about that Apple VR, though?
Oh, my God. I saw.
Next topic, by the way.
Yeah. So, oh, my God. I was shocked. First of all, I didn't know about it until you told me.
Yeah.
And then the price tag, I was shocked by it. And then I got on Twitter today, and then people started picking up steam, the story. People were like, oh, shit, here we go. This new VR system going to be, like, engaging as fuck, probably.
Yeah, like...
I'm horrified by the price tag.
I saw the price tag, like, literally, when I was watching the keynote, I was actually taking the shit at the same time.
It's like, oh.
I didn't know when they announced the price tag. Like, I choked and shit. Not from, like, my shit.
No, that was what they did go back up in, you know?
I was like, what the fuck? Like, $3,400?
That is wild.
I saw, like, more stuff about it. And, like, one of the guys were saying, like, even if you bought the most expensive TV, the most expensive, like, surround sound system.
Yeah, man. Still.
It wouldn't hit close to what they achieved with that device.
Oh, really?
And I was like, damn, that's something really bold to say about something.
Really? I thought he was going to say, like, the price tag. I was like, yeah, no, that shit's going to add up to the price of that. But
I think everything... You know, with Apple, right? What was the last new thing that they announced that's actually really groundbreaking?
Can't even remember.
Yeah, I would say, like, the fucking iPhone, right? And then, yeah, like, when there's nothing really else. Like, oh, what's the next innovative thing, like, that's groundbreaking? Like,
after iPhone?
Usually, yeah, after iPhone. Like, usually, like, stuff, like, this technology already exists, but when Apple touches that technology...
It grows.
What they do with, like, you know, like, the technology, they always make it, like, perfect before they release something. Mm. This is what they're known for. Just like the reputation, like, yeah, sure, like touchscreen that existed before.
Yeah.
But when Apple got like was doing touchscreen, they did it correctly. They did it like right. They did everything all smooth. Like, you know how it's smooth scroll.
Yeah.
That was like code that no other company had that code to make a smooth scrolling like that. Apple was the first one that did it.
Perfect.
And then they hold like the patent for I don't know how many years and shit.
Mm.
You know. Because other companies, if you think about it, like when the first iPhone came out and the shit was smooth, right? You look at companies like Samsung, other companies try to replicate it. It was chunky. It was clunky, everything.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like all glitchy. Like, you know why? Because they didn't know the code.
And actually, when I first came out, I was still on the Android. I saw the Android at first.
Yeah, Android.
And it wasn't as smooth.
It wasn't smooth.
That was the reason why I'm going over to iPhone.
Yeah.
Back in 2008, see, like, I think.
Other companies, they're trying to catch up to Apple. They're trying to make, you know, trying to program. They couldn't figure out the program. Yeah. But here's the thing, like, with patents. You can only hold a patent for so many years until it becomes public.
Yeah.
So as soon as, like, the public code of Apple, how they do the scrolling so smooth, once that patent become open to the public, this is when Samsung, all those guys, like, oh, that's how they did
it. Oh, okay.
So that's why their shit got all smooth. So, like, that was, like, the game changer in, like the screen, touch screen technology. Mm. So Apple, like they, it's like they re-innovated that technology, but they made it like usable.
Right, know? Right.
So then like I was saying to myself, I was like, what else can Apple do? And then I heard rumor a long time ago that they're going to get into the VR space. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, Apple's going to get into the VR space. I'm like, they're going to do it correctly. They're going to do it right. But I don't know if they're going to really achieve it, you know, like, because if you're looking at other VR devices, like with the Meta,
and then
with the Oculus, and then with the One for the computer shit, you'd be like, okay, like, what is Apple gonna do that's so different from all this?
I mean, whatever it is, it's gotta be better than Meta. Meta came out like,
yeah, it has to be better than all that. Like, it has to be like legit VR. Like, the whole experience is gonna be like legit.
I heard Meta was trash.
No, it's good.
It is actually good. It's really better. Good.
It's really mind blowing too.
Because I heard about it from like the launch date, and then but I haven't heard about it since. So.
It was good. Yeah, okay. It's good. But it ain't perfect.
Mm.
So, like, when I saw Apple, they released, like, they showed that shit off yesterday, and I saw it. Like, the first thing I thought of was, like, that movie. What's that movie called? The VR movie.
Oh,
Ready
shit.
Player One.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it looks like a Ready Player One device.
Yeah.
It looks clean. It looks sleek. And then I was like, damn, this shit, it does look crazy. But I think, like, the technology behind it, it's better than what, like, we can imagine right now. Like, for example, like, if I would come in the room, right, and you look at yourself, it shows your eyes, but you're not actually seeing their eyes. Like, mm-hmm. there's actually an outside display that it shows, like, the camera of your eyes.
Oh.
Because the lens is not transparent. Yeah. It's a solid lens.
But it's showing...
But the outside screen is another screen.
Showing what you look like on the inside. Yeah,
because there's a bunch of cameras. Like, I was looking at the specs of, like, the whole headset. There's so many fucking cameras, dude, on the inside and the outside. And there's, like, two different screens. I was like, this shit is fucking crazy.
See, what's your take on this? Do you think it's going to be, like, going to push the VR game forward? Because it might hit a wall with VR.
Yeah, I don't know if it's geared towards, like, gaming. It's more of a geared towards, like, a normal lifestyle.
Oh, kind of fit into everyday life, yeah.
Because, like, you could sit, like, in your living room, right? And then you'll sit down and... Because it's mixed with, like, VR and AR, which is augmented reality.
Yeah, you did try to do that shit with Google glasses.
Yeah, so, right. like, it would match up, like, with your surroundings, like this table, right? Like, right. I saw, like, they did this demo where they would put, like a TV display, like, in front of them, right? And it would actually cast a shadow on this table.
With the when you're looking
at it. Yeah, when you're looking at it. You see the screen, the big-ass screen, and it'll cast a shadow on this table. Because you can still see this table and everything.
Yeah.
Right, and then you see your
in this TV VR, screen.
Yeah, and it casts a shadow. I'm like, holy shit, this is revolutionary.
It helps with the immersion of it, man. Yeah. It's like, oh, this shit is real.
Yeah, so I was watching this YouTube video. This guy who actually had like tech demo, like he actually had to play with it, right? The thing he said, like, he was like big on tech too. It's like a huge channel. I forgot what he's like, a black guy. He's like big on tech and shit. And the thing that he said, he was like. Like, with all the VR devices that he already tested out and stuff, like, he tested out everything, right? He said when he wore this device, it was almost like he said, like, dude, this shit is literally, like, magic. Mm. He can't explain it in any other words. Like, he said, like, the eye tracking is so fucking, like, accurate to where he's almost like, I don't know how to describe it, but to say, like, it's, like, magic. It's just working flawlessly.
Right.
So that's, like, revolutionary to me.
If it's tracking eye movement, yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, like, to, like, a T, like, if you're looking at something, right, I'm looking at, like, because the device is, like, no controls. Everything is done with your hands.
Oh, wow.
So if you were, like, to look at, like, an object, right, like, I'm looking at, like, Blanca, and I'd be, like, click, boom. It knows you're already looking at Blanca. Or I'm looking at, like, her shoes, like, click.
It just takes
a little tap, and then he said the eye tracking is so advanced, it's almost like magic. If you could, because there's no other way to describe it. Like, I think they nailed something.
Here comes Apple coming in, like, elbowing their way into the tech world again. Like,
yeah, I was like,
we're gonna do it better.
Yeah, because when is the last revolutionary shit?
No, it's been a while, man. I feel like shit's been getting slow tech wise. I don't know why.
I want it.
The only thing that pressed me technology wise recently was the fact that I bought a game on my PlayStation app, and then I was able to download it to my PS5 before I got home. And I was like, this is cool as shit. This is fucking amazing. Like, I
download by midnight.
Yeah, and it's already downloaded by the time I get home from work. Shit like that's cool. That's why I peaked at so far. But this is now...
Yeah.
Well, now we got to keep up with this one now.
Yeah, Bob says not with that price tag, but it probably is legit. I think it is legit.
I believe it.
Yeah, with that price jack. It's probably legit, like, because there's no other, like, company that, like, if you think about it, the price tag, like, with that VR, it's not made for ordinary people. Apple is, like, getting back to the part where, like, it's becoming, like, hard to get, like, certain stuff. Because remember, Apple, like, they're always expensive. Everything's expensive.
And it makes people want it.
Yeah,
because when you make, like, a sought after, that's how, like, Yeezys got fucking popular.
Like, but then, like, they're dropping, like, something that's like $3,500.
Yeah, and it's like, damn, this costs this much? How good is it?
Yeah, and it's a standalone device. There's nothing connected to it.
Oh shit! So it's just like the boom, boom, the hands, and then the headset, and then
motion cameras or nothing. Oh, everything is in the headset. There's like so much cameras, like, around it, inside it. I'm like, they could probably fucking feel your soul.
Yeah, right? For you on the inside.
Yeah, it looks... I want to try it out. Because...
Yeah, if you do, let me know how it is, man. For fucking $3,400.
I don't know.
Fuck, dude. When you sent me that price, I was like, I would have never guessed that, man. That is.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. A lot. I was like, this must be something. Is it? It gotta be good, right? That price tag. It costs more than like their Mac Pros and shit.
Man, yeah, and these Mac Pros ain't fucking cheap. I'm like, so this is the new Ready Player One. This is the first step of it now.
It looks like the real Ready Player One, where you actually like seamless like within this world too, because they will show. They had a demo of like showing like the girl in the airplane. And she's like, oh, everybody's like crying. And then she's like, zoof, block everything out. And she's like, let's say she's on the moon and she's watching the biggest screen on the moon, but she's on a plane the whole time. But she can't see nothing. All it is like,
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, because they said the sound quality, everything is like legit.
Oh, man. It's like, it's probably going to get like the game and, what's it? Cyberpunk 2049, I think that year was, or whoever it was. What, 2079, 2077? I think it's 2077. But the game Cyberpunk 2077, they have this program that these people run on a VR called Brain Dance, and it gets to a point where, like, the people get addicted to using to a point where it is, like, zombied out brain when dance. They get into it. When they called Brain Dance. It's crazy as shit. That's what it sounds like. This is the first step to Brain Dance. This is like, you know, my, oh, man, work's sucking, I'm about to get high. Off of Brain Dance, like I guess in the era, like weed and all this other shit is like done. This is like, it's no more new shit to stimulate the mind, but it makes you lazy as shit though.
It looks cool. It's like a drawback. Like, it's almost like okay, this reality, but like 100 times like more better.
A new reality.
Because you'd be like, oh, I always wanted this one painting, like, but you put it on, like, oh yeah, you get it's all your right paintings. There. You get the Mona Lisa. You get like your 3D whatever.
Come home.
Just floating in space and shit. Yeah, you can.
What if it gets to a point where like you're just a lonely person, and then you wear like the as soon as you get home, you put in, you know, the goggle, the VR headset,
and your assistant's right there,
and then you come home, you're like, hey honey, I'm home, but it's not a wife, it's a VR wife.
That'd be nice.
Cause I remember they had something like that in Blade Runner.
Yeah,
where you came home as like a hologram wife that took care of you. She's like, hey honey, do you like this dress? It's like, I kind of like the other one. And it's like, this one, like, yeah, I like this one. Just instantly changed.
Well, that's like the thing, like with humans, like they basically you just want like a companion.
We all want somebody. Sometimes.
Well, like definitely, like because I know, like in Japan, like they make like this little hologram, right? It's like a hologram is like stuck in a tube, and right. It's like your personal assistant, but she's like your slave, kind of like.
Oh my god, it's horrible!
Like she say bad things and stuff. This like, but she's like AI? She's AI, and like it's in like Japan, so the Japanese guy come home to be like, hey, how's it going? And then she would respond like in the way that he likes and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's like she's like already dressed up like how he liked. But it's like she's a hologram, but she looks like she's just twirling around in that little tube. So I think like that's already a thing, right? So I'm thinking what this VR of like what Apple is doing is taking it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So you were like, okay, you come home, right? You put your headset on, boom, you already get your virtual wife right there. She's already just walking around doing her thing. And
hey,
shit.
Baby.
Hey, can you turn on the dishwasher? Because she has control. She has access to your
house.
Yes. Yeah, because you live in a smart house.
She's like this. She ain't got to walk over there. She's like.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is cool and horrifying at the same time.
That is crazy. Or you're watching Netflix and then she's just right there sitting on the couch.
But what if you can be like, I want some VR, but VR is like, what's this VR going to do?
Yeah, use your hands.
Like, hey, here's his pocket pussy. Like, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Just pretend it's me.
You use your imagination.
Because they are doing some innovative stuff, too, with porn. They try to do, like, VR porn, but they try to make it to where, like...
Yeah, I think the first thing everybody thought of with this whole device was porn.
Yeah, that's everybody's first. That's everybody's first go-to.
Because like, you're probably watch you're on an airplane, right? You put your headset on. Boom, you're watching porn, like, 4K and like, this... 100-inch TV.
When people were first, like, when I saw people talking about it on Twitter earlier, the first thing I saw, like, the first comments were, man, yeah, I'm gonna see if I get Tiana Trump, was a porn star. I'm gonna try to see if I get Tiana Trump.
Damn, that's a porn star.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna try to see if I can set the program so get the VR sloppy toppy.
It's like,
okay. This is everybody's first go to now, like, how to. Be innovative and
I think like this is geared more like towards like normal life than it is geared towards gaming.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because
yeah.
it's not like it's coming out as a standalone device, with no controls or nothing. It's just a headset.
That's kind of scary though, if it's geared towards everyday life, because it's kind of like they're trying to pull
this
you.
This is my opinion, where I'm thinking.
Okay, okay, towards. Okay. I thought that was gonna be. Okay.
It's almost like just like another device, just like your cell phone, you know?
Right.
Just, like you always have it on you.
Honestly, real shit. I thought about this a while ago. If I had a choice between losing my wallet and my cell phone, my wallet. Because I still have all my shit digitally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then everything I got in my wallet, I got it digitally in here.
Yeah,
so it's like, man, fuck the wallet. I'd rather lose that shit than...
Yeah, because you can cancel all those cards.
Man, exactly, in a heartbeat. And I can still, like, Apple Pay, like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to get rid of wallets, man. This is... I'm feeling it. This
I
is
hope gonna, it does soon, because, like...
I got my ID. I got everything on this motherfucker.
Yeah, now I got, like, my license on there now.
Man, my car insurance. Because now I'm like, man, I thought about this recently. I was like... When was the last time I printed off a hard copy of my car insurance and put it in my car? And I was like, I don't need to. I haven't done it for a couple of years because...
I still got the hard copy.
See, and I usually keep a hard copy. Well, I'm not going to lie. I've used a hard copy in years because my bank always updates it every time on my phone. And if I get pulled over and cops are acting like a bitch about it, I'm like, look, I'm in the system.
Get pulled over a lot?
No. I actually do the speed limit. I'm not a wild driver like that. Yeah. I go to speed of traffic. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, follow traffic.
Just go with traffic. Yeah, speed limit is kind of like whatever. Just make sure you ain't doing like, I'm flying past everybody shit. Like, if you catch that.
Yeah, because when you stick out, you get caught.
That's what because when you get pulled over, like, well, everybody else was speeding. What's the cop going to say? Well, yeah, well, I caught you speeding. I'm not worried about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how cops roll.
I got two eyes, and they're on you.
And I saw your ass.
Yeah. But yeah, that's future with tech. Like, I do want to demo it just to. Because I already know it's already sick already. From what they said, I already have an idea of like how sick it is. I'm like, damn, I want to experience
it. And it's out now? Or
they said next year.
All right.
That's very soon. Man, so it looks like some groundbreaking shit too, man.
You know what? In the day and age that we... Oh, my God. I got a conspiracy. My brain just dug deep on this shit in like instantly. Oh, my God. I'm going to sound crazy shit. What if COVID was created to create a VR world? I say this because I noticed this recently people don't go to movies as much as we used to anymore at all. Like, people do not go to movies like that at all anymore because of COVID. A lot of people are more homebodies probably ever than before. And what if VR is that next stepping stone to like, hey, folks, you're scared to go out from not even COVID anymore. Mass shootings. You want to get shot in a movie theater? Da 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 da. Here's your VR thing. And it helps keep people at home. Like, hey, I got to. Because you kind of see.
What would be the reason, though?
People don't want to go out anymore. Cause I'm starting to realize, even with myself, where most movies I would have gone out day one to go see in theaters, like Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I still have not seen yet, but I'm waiting for streaming. It's like this type of thing. It's like, man, why I got to go out when I can just wait for streaming? Mm-hmm. What if VR is going to be the same way? Like, man, why I got to go out and do these things where I just do this shit at home on a VR? It's kind of like, I'm realizing it's kind of like keeping me in this box. I'm like, God damn. Like,
oh, I think I...
Like this weekend, I went out to go see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Amazing movie. One of my favorite movies I've seen in recent memory.
Is it like a real life movie?
Well, no, it's an animated movie. Oh, animated. One of the most beautifully animated movies I've seen too. Because some things are like watercolor animated. Some things are like, man, it's so much animation going on in that movie. But it deals with like the multiverse and stuff. And I had a blast watching it in theaters. And I was like, fuck, I haven't felt this way in a long time. Because it dawned on me, I was like, I've been at home watching shit on streaming for such a long time. And now I'm realizing, like, holy fuck, I'm kind of like getting pulled into this thing of I'm more comfortable at home than being out. Because when you think about it, it's like, man, do I really want to sit in traffic and sit around a bunch of people that's going to make noises? Or
yeah, imagine like riding like with the VR in traffic.
Oh, fuck, that's over.
But it's way more fun.
Yeah, you driving, you're like, oh, I got to get able to the right lane so I can get these Sonic rings. That'd be horrifying. Like imagine everybody doing this shit. It'd be fucking chaos.
It'd be everybody's in unity.
Like, I mean, it would be a cool way if the VR headset was all linked up to all the other VR headsets. It was telling people like, hey, get in this lane right here because traffic's slowing down in this lane.
I think it's geared towards that.
Oh, like, my God. Cyborg society.
Yeah, I think like the whole thing with tech is trying to get geared everybody towards like one, like a unity of tech, like a unity of mind and stuff. Everybody on the same page. But that's like, that would be the ultimate cult right there.
What if it's
think about it.
Yeah, true. No individuality, man. It's all like.
It's like we think we have control, right? But then in the end, like, we already gave in to like that ultimate unity of like of that one world religion.
And of course, AI is going to run this shit, so that God knows what's going to happen with that. That's,
they are God.
They are the digital God.
Yeah, because we're gonna ask them. I think it's already come to that point, because like every time I have like a question, I don't go Google no more. I go to
chat. Oh my God, it's begun.
I'll go to ChatGPT all the time now.
See, I was saying earlier, I was like, look, Google's becoming a thing of the past. We are now entering the age of AI. This is official. This the 2020s is the age of AI. This is it, man. I never thought we would ever reach this point in this lifetime.
I get my answers like straightforward and exactly what I needed.
Fuck.
All the time. It's so easy.
And I'm against it now, but I'm all about simplicity too.
Yeah.
And eventually I'm like, AI, let's... I use Siri all the fucking time to set up my damn...
I'm on board with the whole AI thing. I think they might...
I'm scared, man.
I think they might got me, dude. Man,
they're gonna get all of us eventually. I bet
you they're laughing right now, hearing me like submit like that.
Just surrendered free will.
Yeah, like I just surrendered.
And we got all this information.
Hey, don't let me catch you on spirit side.
Oh, that's what it's...
The power is different.
It's a little different.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, I remember my last trip that I had where I... actually saw like the mechanics that goes behind like authentication, like validating like something before you get access to. I actually saw like I would say like thousands of encryptions like blocking me from getting to the spirit world, but it's like a bunch of encryptions that I had to like decode like on the fly like this.
Oh.
And I decoded so many like encryptions like to get through the layers of the walls, because I'm trying to get to the spirit world. This is like during a mushroom trip, by the way. It's kind of wild. And I was like, why the fuck there's so much encryption and why I can't get into it? So, like, what I basically saw was, like, something with AI, they've taken control over something, like, beyond our reality. Mm-hmm. And they basically, like, put, like a cement to the spirit world. And I couldn't get access to it.
Hanging in.
Because, dude, I was getting so frustrated. Because I'm breaking all these, like, these codes, right? I'm like, oh. But I'm looking at the code. I was like, man, these are, like, simple codes and stuff. It's like a, like...
I use the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Simple codes.
Okay, we'll be right back. I actually had to go too. And we're back.
All right, so yeah, you said it was busting down the walls and...
Yeah, I was trying to like break through like all the encryption and stuff. Like I broke so many to where I was like, it's almost impossible for me to get through it. So like when I was taking the mushroom trip, I never actually made it back to the spirit realm. So I took my blindfolds off. I was like, man, fuck this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to, like, just, like, write it out and stuff. And then I never made it through. Which was crazy because this is, like, the second time it happened. And I was like, I think something's wrong. Bob says, what if we are just background people, like how Dolores talks about at the end of her book 5?
Who's Dolores?
Dolores Cannon is like that lady. She's like a lady that does like past life regression on people.
Okay.
So she would get people in like a hypnotized position, and then they would tell stories of past lives and stuff. Not just like past lives, but they'll tell stories about the lives on like other planets and stuff, and why they're here on Earth.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
What the hell?
And I found out like Jesus was a Pleiadian.
Palladian?
Yeah, from the Palladian Star Galaxy.
Yeah, you ain't even from here.
What's crazy about that shit, right? Because I heard somebody on Instagram talking about Jesus was a Palladian, right? But I read a book a long time ago. In the same book where they're talking about like who Jesus was, they said Jesus was from like the Palladian Star Galaxy. I was like, those two didn't even connect at all. Yeah. But they're saying the same thing about Jesus. I was like, that's so fucking crazy.
Jesus is an alien.
Basically, from another planet.
He's like Superman. He came from Krypton, you know, boom.
Yeah, he came here to actually like help us like evolve into like a higher spiritual being.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you sound like you're talking to a little too free. We're going to free you from your body now. You're talking a little too.
Jesus walks.
Bob says, I might be one.
Maybe not you. I have no purpose. Dude, are you okay?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
This sounds dark. Is this ChatGPT? Like, this is scaring me.
That's a wild thing to say, like, on chat. I don't know. I think everybody, like, has, like, a purpose. We just don't know it. But I think, like, the main thing, like, for every human being is to live out the life, like, your soul planned. Yeah. Well, your soul's already planning, like, a life. Like, let's say you just want to experience, like, having birth. Or let's say you just want to experience, like, jumping off a plane one time. Like, your soul plans this stuff, like, to experience, like, you know, like, certain experiences that your soul wants to experience. Like, oh, I want to experience what it likes to be, like, how's it like to be a Cambodian guy?
Just plug me right? in.
You know, like,
let's check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out. Like, my soul wants to know that. Or what it's like to be, like, a black guy living in, like, you know, in Europe.
Oh, I think it was, like...
Let's find out. Let's find out. Like, plug me in, because you're playing, like, a game. Think about it like that.
I was about to say, let's be, like, a black guy in slavery. Like, oh, man, you...
Hard mode.
The ultimate mode.
Like,
ah, shit! I'm picking the shit as fast as I can, man. Come on.
Damn, master.
Are you talking back, boy? But sorry. Now you gotta be quiet.
I'll sleep in a small house.
Oh, hard mode.
Get off that nag. that movie has so many one-liners.
It does. Da Django. Love it. Any more stories?
No, that's it.
Me too, that's it.
Damn, we're good for the night.
Oh, that's it. We clocked in.
We got a lot of fun stories, but let's see what Bob says. Yeah. She says, yeah, but you're a slave to this planet. And when you're done with this life, you go on to the next life on another planet or in another dimension. Just background people, no main scenes. There is like a thing, like they did mention like people like just in your background. Like, let's say this is your main story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have your own main story. I'm just your background people. Because you only see me on Tuesday. So yeah. I'm like your background people. You have your own story.
Yes.
And then like I don't see you. Like, you're my background people. Yeah. And then when people you walk in public, they're actually just
NPCs.
NPCs, background people, just playing the role. It's like, and action. Do 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 do. Right when you walk into the scene.
Yeah, we talked about. I think we talked about this a long time ago.
On the everybody show. Plays a role.
It's like when you walk. It's like there was that theory is where the rendering theory is like,
yeah,
like outside of this room right here.
Doesn't exist. It hasn't loaded
until, up. It hasn't loaded up yet. Until we walk out, and it's like loaded, and then it loads up, and then everything's programmed, set up.
Right. That's why, like in my head, like okay, like I've never been to Japan, right? So like in reality, it doesn't exist yet.
Right.
Until I actually go there.
When it's rendered.
Because in my world, it hasn't even loaded up yet. It's not even the hard drive.
Oh man.
Until I'd be like, hey, I'm going to Japan. And then as soon as I fly there, it loads up Japan. Like,
it's kind of fuzzy right now. Oh, it's rendering. All right, it's clearing up now.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, I mean, you've never been to Switzerland, right?
I don't know if it's real.
Yeah, we don't know it's real. We don't even know, like, our friends in Texas are real.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because, for me, I had never seen Shell Shock.
So,
for me, it's not in my reality.
I saw him... What year is this? 13 years ago.
Yeah, your reality, he's a real person. Yes. I haven't seen him yet, so he's just a chat in the chat. He's a guy in the chat box. Never seen him one time in my life.
Yeah, you're a real guy.
Yeah, we seen him on like Discord, like his face and stuff. His face. But still, that's just a face it's that we still see. Rendered. Like, yeah, I haven't seen him in real life.
You have to be there.
Yeah, so in my reality, like in real life, he doesn't even exist.
It's true.
Just like those indigenous people on those islands.
Yeah.
They don't even know none of us, right? We don't exist. Like, they have their own gods and everything. Like, we're nothing.
You come across those people on those islands, they'd be like, reality TV? Like, man, they don't know none about that shit.
Yeah.
Real world, but I sound dated, but they don't have real world no more. But that's the first thing I think of.
Oh, they stopped doing real world?
A long time ago.
Real world, San Diego.
Real world, New Orleans. New York, all that shit.
All right. That was a fun episode.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll catch everybody next week on Tuesday. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.